Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to yet another bite-sized political podcast. As always, thanks for being here. I hope you enjoy these. If you do, do hit the heart button on your phone or on your MacBook, on your computer, whatever. Okay, everyone knows that the unvaccinated constitute a massive problem. A massive problem, I tell you. And, you know, if only these people would take their jabs, then everyone else could get on with the rest of their lives. Isn't that right? No, turns out that's wrong. I read with great interest that the former vice president of the World Health Organization's European Advisory Group of Experts in Immunization, Professor Christian Perrone, yesterday said all vaccinated people must quarantine over the winter months or risk serious illness. What? What? All vaccinated? No, surely there's a typo there. Surely he means all vaccinated, all unvaccinated. No, no. All vaccinated. Wow, let's explore this one a little bit. This is an interesting rabbit hole. Perrone specializes in tropical pathologies and emerging infectious diseases. He was chairman of the Specialized Committee on Communicable Diseases of the High Council of Public Health. So I guess this guy knows what he's talking about. And he said, confirming the rapidly deteriorating situation in Israel and the UK, the infectious disease expert stated, vaccinated people should be put in quarantine and should be isolated from society. He added, unvaccinated people are not dangerous. Vaccinated people are dangerous for others. It's proven in Israel now. I'm in contact with many physicians in Israel. They're having big problems, severe cases in the hospitals or amongst vaccinated people. And in the UK also, you have the larger vaccination program, and there's problems there too. And then we have another Israeli doctor, Kobi Haviv, telling Channel 13 News, 95% of seriously ill patients are vaccinated. Fully vaccinated people account for 85 to 90% of hospitalizations. We are opening more and more COVID branches. The effectiveness of vaccines is declining or disappearing. Well, that's true. But isn't it interesting to note that on the day that Israel declared that they were making a fourth jab to be sort of legit, so the fourth jab has been authorized in Israel, Israel also recorded the highest number of COVID infections per capita of any country in the world. Wow, isn't that weird? So the more you've jabbed your population, the more cases you're getting. So the solution is to jab your population more. Come on, we see it. This guy sees it as well. We all see the elephant standing in the middle of the room. It's not just the Israeli doctor Kobi Haviv. It's not just the professor Christian Perrone. It's not just we all can see the obvious fact that the sickest people are the most vaccinated people, and those nations that have vaccinated their people the most are seeing the greatest number of new infections. So perhaps Professor Perrone is correct when he suggests that the best way to keep the vaccinated safe is to put them in quarantine. And actually, to be honest with you, some of them seem to would probably quite like that. They'd be quite excited by that. Oh, vaccinated people, you're so special. You just have to go and self-isolate, you know, for the next 20 years. Some of them would probably get off on that and think, yeah, great. Of course, if you then said to them, oh, and by the way, you'll not be paid for it, I don't think they'd be just so happy then. But yeah, so there we have a very eminent specialist in the whole field of immunology stating that it's the vaccinated that are the people with the problem here as we sit towards the end of January 2022. And this was, we forecast all this, by the way, well back. In last year, if not the year before, that if you keep vaccinating at a rate of knots in the middle of this kind of, in quotation marks, pandemic, then all you do is you make things worse. And by vaccinating your people once, twice, three times, maybe in the case of Israel, four times now, all that you do is you provide the virus with the incentive to jump and to mutate and to cause more illness. It's not as serious as illness. I don't think anyone, apart from the most obsessives in the media, are suggesting that Omicron is a particularly serious version of the COVID-19. But it's not that. That's not the point. The fact is, though, it is the vaccinated people that are susceptible mostly to it, not the unjabbed. So surely we should be therefore taking the advice of this specialist and looking very closely at our vaccinated friends and neighbours and suggesting maybe they need to take a couple of weeks out and stay indoors and don't go outdoors until the flu season passes, because they seem to be remarkably vulnerable to these respiratory illnesses. But the weird thing about that is they shouldn't be if the vaccine is as it appears. But as I keep suggesting to you, it is one of my big concerns that the vaccine, rather than, you know, limit the spread of COVID-19, essentially accelerates the spread of COVID-19 in ways which were flagged up at the time. And there's a really good reason. And we've heard people like, you know, Professor McCullough, Dr. Malone say these things, that vaccinating your way out of a pandemic is insane. And yet that's exactly the policy that we have. We have an insane policy driving most countries around the world. And the consequences of this are measured, of course, in the fact that, as we see in Israel now, most jab people on earth, highest level of infection on earth. I'm afraid the evidence is in plain sight. The more you jab, the worse it gets. Stop the jabbing. Thanks for listening.